Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Wednesday night 8 p.m. Bible study course, and our course is on discipleship. We welcome you to the discipleship course tonight. Praise God, I believe that our study tonight is on stewardship, and I believe that we're going to start with the attitude of stewardship, the attitude of stewardship, praise God. That's what we're going to start with tonight. Amen. Who's on already?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, Sister Latasha. Praise God. Can you open us up in prayer tonight?
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before you on today, O God. Oh, Father God, we come with the open heart and the mind set on you on tonight, O God. Oh, Father
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, oh, God, that we were able to make it in and call in for the Bible study on tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father God, touch each and every one that's going to call in on tonight, oh, God. Oh, touch the apostle on tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and give us wisdom on today, oh, God, to understand and to hear your words, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you and I bless you, oh, God. Hallelujah, and we give you all the glory and
hallelujah,
the honor.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. You are, hallelujah, the King
thank
of kings.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father, we thank you on today, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Amen, your holy name. Hallelujah,
oh, hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Jesus, his holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we're going to start this discipleship course with, amen, stewardship. And we are studying now part 8, which is the attitude of stewardship. Greed, selfishness, and the love of money are inherent in the nature of all human beings. For most people, self is the absolute center of every decision and every action to life. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Now, I did hear the word of God say that money answereth all things. But 1 Timothy 6:10 says the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. And so money is not a good master. Amen. Praise God. Our human nature tempts us to use our time or talents, our treasure, and even our testimony for our own advantage, to fulfill our own needs and desires, to be greedy instead of generous. The appetite for money and possessions can never be satisfied by getting more. Greed is never fulfilled, no matter how much it gains, and we'll find that in Ecclesiastes 5:10. A selfish person has great difficulty truly worshiping God. Greed is never blessed. If you want to enjoy your financial blessings, never put them before God. Money is a wonderful servant, but a poor master. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we are not supposed to serve money. Money is not supposed to be our master. Amen. But money is to serve us. And so Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." And so that mammon is wealth. We cannot serve God and wealth. Amen. Matthew 6:19-21 says, "Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. And so our treasure should be Jesus Christ. Our treasure should be after spiritual things, amen, that our heart will be there also, amen. While the heart of the carnal man is greed, the heart of the spiritual man is sacrifice. Sacrifice means to give up everything that is important to us, something that costs, that hurts, that touches us in a real and tangible way. The Bible teaches that true prosperity is not how much we have, but how much we give. And not only how much we give, but how much we have left over after we have given. In Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, and in Mark 12, 41 through 44, the story is recorded of Jesus sitting by the treasury, observing people as they offered their gifts unto the Lord. Jesus said that a poor widow who offered two small copper coins, two mites, gave more than the wealthy who gave much larger offerings. Just as Jesus watched then, he's watching now. Praise God. He's an all-knowing God, and he sees us. Amen. He sees us when we're in need. Amen. And he sees us when we're in abundance. Amen. He sees us when we're giving and when we're not. Praise God. Amen. Jesus. Okay, let me go back. The widow's gifts was more valuable and worthy than the large offerings because she gave of her poverty or need. Whereas the rich gave out of their surplus, her gift was not valuable. Her gift was not valuable for how much she gave, but for how much she had left over after she gave. Amen. And so we see that God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. She only gave two mites, but she had nothing left. And God deemed that to be more valuable because she did not give out of her surplus. She gave out of her poverty. Amen. Jesus commends voluntary giving that affects our lifestyle, regardless of the amount. If we give only out of our surplus, we have missed the point of giving. It is the sacrifice of the voluntary offering that makes it worthy, not the amount. Read the account of the alabaster box, and that's Matthew 26, 7 through 13. Let us go to Matthew really quick, and let's read the account of the alabaster box. Amen. You know, when we give, I know that no one knows the cost of the oil in our alabaster box. No one knows what we went through. No one knows what we've been delivered from. Amen. No one knows what we gave up to get the anointing. Praise God. Matthew chapter 26. And you can also find this in other texts, but we're going to read it in Matthew. Matthew 26, 7 through 13. Okay.
Okay, you want me to read it?
Yes, woman of God.
Chapter 26, Matthew, verse 7 through 26?
13.
A woman, okay, Matthew chapter 7. A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil you might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Amen.
Amen. And that's a powerful scripture. Amen. And so her pouring, amen, the oil from her alabaster box on Jesus, amen, was her anointing him while he was alive. And this proved that she believed in his resurrection. Amen. And
amen.
Other people did not believe, but she believed, praise God. Amen. And we see
amen.
That God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts, because his disciples did not understand that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And beloved, God is always dealing with us according to our faith. It has been said that until our giving pinches us and affects our lifestyle, we have not yet given as the widow did. C.S. Lewis stated it well when he wrote, "I'm afraid biblically charity, and that is giving, is more than merely giving away that which we could afford to do without anyway." The Apostle Paul praised the sacrificial giving of the Christians of Macedonia who were experiencing affliction and poverty, and yet they gave liberally, voluntarily given even beyond their means. Amen. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Amen. And so, beloved, do you have a testimony of where you gave, amen, out of your need? Praise God. Amen. Sometimes God will move upon us. Amen. Praise God. He will give us a revelation. Praise God. I remember when I was at Perfecting Faith Church, amen, I had my two children, amen. At this time, I was not married, and I had all my bills, praise God, amen. They were my bills, praise God. And Pastor Donnie McKirkland had asked for a $200 seed. That was my last $200, amen. And, you know, I was led by the Spirit. I was moved by the Spirit to give that $200. When he asked, amen, it hit my faith, praise God. And so by faith, I gave my last $200, amen. And, beloved, I was already in Sunday morning service. This was Sunday afternoon service. And when I got home Sunday night, knowing that I had checked my mailbox on Saturday already, and the mail does not run on Sunday, there was a check waiting in my mailbox, praise God. I begin to rejoice and thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because nobody could beat his giving. For me, that was a miracle. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the unction to function and generosity. Amen. And I tell you, as the Holy Spirit leads you, because I know that my faith was being pulled on at that moment when he asked for that seed. Did everybody give? No, everybody did not. Because the only way that we can please God is that everything that we do, we must do it by faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we ought not to just do it to be doing it. Amen. But we want to build our faith that we can obey God. And faith come by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. Do anyone else have anything else to share, how God unctioned you or inspired you, or, you know, once an offering was called, or maybe God moved upon you to give, amen, praise God, out of your need? Do anyone have
amen.
Any testimonies on that, Sister LaSarge?
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say, far as, you know, what you said, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Something, you know, the Holy Spirit will place something in you to give, but the main thing is by faith. So I, at this point in my life, I'm moving by faith because in order to move God's hand, I have to make a move, and I have to make a move by faith. So if I'm going to make a move by faith, God, you know, it's not up to me. It's going to be up to God. So now it's for him to honor his word, because now I'm taking action. So if I'm taking action, whether it's with my resources or whatever it is, whether I'm going out to evangelize or whatever it is, I took the action.
Amen.
Now he gotta water the plant.
Amen.
So
praise
that's what
God.
I wanted to say. Amen.
Beloved, that is such a good share. Amen. Because all we could do is what God tells us to do. We step out on faith on the word of God. Amen. We're doing what God is telling us to do, and we expect for God to do, amen, what it is that he does. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And we believe God because he's not the son of man that he shall lie. Amen. He's not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. Amen. And so we know that whatever it is that God says, that he hastens to perform his word. I thank God for the many testimonies that I have been receiving, amen, since Monday night prayer of answered prayer. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, we have to keep on praying. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to make sure that we share our testimony. Amen. The faithful steward also gives up his first fruit. This means that the tithes and offering that we present to God, hold it. Yeah, this is what I want to read. The faithful steward also gives up his first fruits. This means that the tithes and offering that we present unto God should be the first portion we set aside, not what remains after we have satisfied other debts. Amen. And so Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the fruit and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. And so we are to honor God first with our substance. Amen. And with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. So this is not just, amen, our material things. It says all, amen. We must always put first things first, amen. Abel brought the firstlings of his flock, that's Genesis 4:4. Israel was to bring the firstling of the herd, amen, that's Nehemiah 10:36. Israel was to bring the firstlings of their fruit and juices. Amen. That's Exodus 22:29. We are seeing how Israel tithed off of everything. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Israel was to bring the firstlings of the labor, which is Exodus 23:16. Israel was to bring the first of their dough, Numbers 15:21. And so if we pay attention, they didn't give God what was left over. They gave him what was first. Amen. Praise God. Israel was to bring the first of their oil, wine, and wheat. That's Numbers 18:12. Israel was to bring the first of their corn and fleece. That's Deuteronomy 18:4. The firstborn of any Jewish household was holy because it belonged to the Lord. That's Exodus 13:2 and Exodus 13:13-15 and Numbers 8:16-17. The widow had to bake Elijah a cake first before she made one for herself and her son. That's 1 Kings 17:13. Amen. We must never pay or give to God what is left over. We must never pay or give to him after we have satisfied our other needs. We must offer him the first fruits of our labor and increase. And we find that in Nehemiah 10:35-39. Now, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Before we do anything else, we should seek who first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Isn't that right? Amen. When we rise early in the morning, we should seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you find yourself at a crossroads, a place of decision making, amen, before you do anything, you should seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you find your body stricken with pain, amen, or you find yourself on your bed of affliction, before you do anything, you should seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen. If you have a relationship problem, you should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things, material needs, shall be added unto you. Amen? We must put God first and take care of his things as well as we take care of our own. When we do this, we release God to bless us abundantly as his word promises he will do. Amen. In conclusion, beloved, there are three distinct attitudes of stewardship portrayed in Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. Let's read that. Luke chapter 10. Amen. Beloved, do we understand that we are to put God first, not just in our giving of our material? Amen. Praise God. But with our time, amen, when we rise in the morning, amen, we need to take our time to have fellowship with him, and we need to make a practice of that. Praise God. Amen. And we shouldn't just fellowship with him in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our body responds to the world and our spirit responds to God. As long as your spirit is in the body, you should be in constant fellowship and communication, praying without ceasing, amen, unto God, amen. And so Luke 10, amen, chapter 10, verses 30 through 37, and it reads as this, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. This is the parable that Sister Latasha liked. Amen. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he came, he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Amen? And so this is a Levite. Amen? And so this Levite is of his family. Amen? But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Amen. I love that word compassion. Amen. It means love and or pity. And went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you. Which now of these three do you think was neighbor unto him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen. And so God want us to show mercy to one another. Amen. And if we was to read it in another text, Amen. The Jewish man wanted to know, who is my neighbor? Amen. And this parable tells us that everyone is our neighbor. Amen. Praise God. The Samaritan, who the Jews considered mixed, amen, they were children of Israel, but they was mixed with the people in the land. And so they was considered outsiders, amen, because they was mixed, praise God. But this Samaritan showed love and compassion, amen, to a Jew, praise God, when his brother, the Levite, showed no compassion, amen. And so Jesus is telling us here, this is how we should care for one another. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to take this example. Amen. If someone is hurting, amen. And I know that we have to be careful in these days because there's a lot of scheming and things out there. And beloved, you truly have to be led by the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. But God wants us to care for one another, be concerned about one another, and to help to meet each other's needs. Amen? The thieves had the attitude, what's yours is mine, and I'm going to get it. Amen? That's covetousness. Amen? The Bible said that thou shalt not covet. Amen? The priest and the Levite had the attitude, what's mine is mine, and I'm going to keep it. Amen. And so the thieves and the priests and the Levite did not have the right attitude. Amen. The good Samaritan had the attitude, what's mine is yours, and you can have it. My God. However, there is another attitude that is more excellent even than that of the good Samaritan. That attitude is, everything I have belongs to God, and I must be a faithful steward of his goods. Amen. And this is something that I pray daily. Amen. God, with all that you have entrusted me with, grace me to be a good steward over what it is that you have placed in my hand. Because we know that the earth and the fullness thereof, everything that's in the earth, the land, the houses, the cars, the people, and all of their possessions, amen, everything in the earth belongs unto the Lord, amen. And so whatever it is that we have is his, and we are stewards, amen. So it's good to have God's mind toward these earthly possessions, amen. Praise God. So everything I have belongs to God, and I must be a faithful steward of his goods. 1 Timothy 6:7 says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we consider the vast blessings and opportunities that have been given to us, we might actually tremble when we consider what the Apostle Paul would have done with our personal resources. Amen. Luke chapter 12:48, for unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. Amen. And that is something that I used to tell my children. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, you know, what is being given unto you, something is required of you. When you go out there in the world, you're not just representing yourself, but you're representing your household. Amen? Praise God. And so the word promises riches, rewards to the faithful steward. No matter the condition of the world economy, regardless of the state of our personal finances, if we give liberally and willingly to God, he will reward and bless us. That which we give to God will produce guaranteed interest. Amen? And so, beloved, in giving to God, we are taking from the kingdom of darkness and we are putting it into the kingdom of light. Amen? And God shall reward us. Amen? There is not a CD, a savings account, or a stock that can multiply your material more than God can. Amen? Praise God. Amen? And when you give it to God, you ought to give it to him in purpose and on purpose. Amen. With the expectation and the anticipation of multiplication and the increase. Amen. You may sow in money and God may reward you in wisdom. Amen. You may sow in your substance and God may reward you. Amen. Hallelujah. In faith or in favor. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But beloved, you have to open up your mind that you can understand how God is rewarding you. Amen. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. This is Proverbs 28 and 20. The liberal, generous, and liberal means generous soul, will be made fat. That's Proverbs 11 and 25. When you're giving your tithes, your offering, your seed, the first fruit of it, amen. I received a call this week, amen, of someone that has received their stamps and wanted to tithe on their stamps. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about tithing on everything, giving God everything. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Whatever you have saw fit to give unto me, I want to be a blessing unto you. Amen. And we was able to bless, amen, one of the widows in the church, amen, with that tithe. Amen. Praise God. He that lendeth unto the Lord, he, the Lord, will pay him again. Amen. Proverbs 19, 17. And we learned that when we give alms to the poor, it is as if, or those that are in need, amen, it is as if we are lending unto who? The Lord, amen. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. I will pour you out a blessing. That's Malachi 3:10. Beloved, when you're giving up your tithes, amen, and your offering, praise God, you ought to be in these scriptures. Yes, the apostle, the pastor, or whoever's taking the offering is going to make a proclamation of the blessing of the Lord for you. Amen. But I don't release my money without knowing what these blessings are. Amen. When I'm releasing my material to the kingdom of God, I'm thinking on these blessings. I'm seeing myself reap and receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He says that I can do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could think and imagine. But he says, according to the power, and that is the Holy Ghost power that is at work in you. I don't release my substance and wait for somebody else to bless it. Why? I've already put a blessing on it because I'm holding God at his word. I'm trying him at his word. Amen. When the blessing comes from whoever's collecting the offering or doing whatever, amen, they are touching and agreeing, amen, with God, what I'm already thinking that God is doing. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, amen, you have to learn how when you give unto the kingdom of God, amen, that you give and you put that on assignment, whether it be your seed, whether it be your tithe, whether it be your offering, because there is a blessing in it for you. Amen. I was speaking to Mother Roberts, amen, and she is an avid tither. Praise God. Amen. And she tithes up out of her Social Security 10%. Praise God. Amen. And so there was something that took place. I said, oh, that's the devourer. I said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name, that the devourer is rebuked on behalf of Mother Roberts, Lord, for she is an avid tither. Amen. And so we put the rebuke of the Lord on the devourer. Amen. Beloved, you got to open up your mouth and back the devil up. Amen. Open up your mouth. If your money feel like it's being spent in fees and in things like that, you got to open up your mouth. That is the devourer. Amen. Hallelujah. We are kingdom citizens, and we have kingdom privileges. Amen. Praise God. There is a heavenly provision for us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. A righteousness, joy, and peace. Amen. That we shall live in abundance and not in lack. Even the life that we live is abundant life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to be able to identify when something is working. Amen. If I'm spending everything and ain't saving nothing, that's a problem for me. Praise God. Amen. Listen, I began to put the rebuke of the Lord on things. I remember I was driving from North Carolina to New York often. Amen. And I got one ticket. praise God, amen, going, amen, and then coming back, amen, I was pulled over, amen. Now, when I first was pulled over going, amen, the cop didn't tell the truth, amen, praise God. I ignored it and kept going, but coming back, when I was pulled over, and the officer said that I was doing 70, amen, I looked him in the eye, and I said, the devil is a liar, amen. And he said, ma'am, did you just call me the devil? I said, no, I did not. Now, we know that the devil is not a man but a spirit, and clearly there is something working in the atmosphere because I was not doing 70, praise God, amen. I had to put the rebuke of the Lord on the devil, amen, praise God, amen. Nothing against the officer. I'm dealing with the atmosphere, hallelujah. Now, sometimes people can misunderstand. I had to speak that thing out loud. You're going to lose my finance. Amen. You're not going to eat up my stuff. Amen. You're not going to make my assurance. Devil, you're a liar. I'm an avid tiger. The rebuke of the Lord is on you. Praise God. Loose here. Loose here. Loose your hold. Amen. And so, praise God. And so, that ticket he did not give. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Restore in the name of Jesus. Restore, restore, restore. Father, we thank you right now for restoring the Bible study. The devil is a defeated enemy, and he doesn't like the truth, and we don't like the liars. And the devil is defeated, and we shall continue our study by the power
praise
of
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I
Hallelujah.
Thank God for, amen, amen. Yeah, you got to rebuke the devil, praise God.
Yes.
And
yes.
He is a defeated foe, amen. He is a defeated, and that word foe means enemy. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is an enemy of the remnant of God, of the remnant of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. He is an enemy. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, that ticket I did not get, and the ticket that I got was dismissed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once the rebuke of the Lord was released, my God, my God. Beloved,
hey.
We have to walk in. Hey, get it, both Sunday. We have to walk in the authority that God has given us. Now, we may look strange to the world. Amen. Calling the devil a liar out loud. We may look strange to the world saying, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We know he's in the atmosphere. He is the God of the air. So when the officer said, you talking to me? I said, no, sir. No, sir. Praise God. I'm talking to the devil. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. I'm talking to him that motivated your tongue to speak that lie. He's the father of lies. Amen. I'm talking to Satan. Praise God.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You go ahead, girl.
And stop him in his tracks. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. So, beloved, we have to walk in the authority when we know that we have done all that we can do. God said, put on the full armor of God and stand. Amen. The word, the word, the word upon your head, the word in your mouth, the word, your shield of faith, the word, the belt of truth, the word, the gospel shouted upon your feet. Amen. We ought to be out there looking like Jesus.
Come on.
Out there looking like Jesus. The word everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy
of the breastplate of righteousness, the word. Amen. And so, beloved, we ought not to look like the world. Hallelujah. And the enemy will try you to see if you know who you are. Praise
God. Come on now.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, listen, I didn't call the devil no names, no slew foot or nothing like that. The reason why, because I read Jude. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to take you to Jude. Amen. Now, and I hear many people call the devil all kind of names. Slew foot and all kind of stuff. Amen. Praise God. Let us go to Jude 1. I don't play with the devil like that. Praise God. Amen. All I want to tell him is that the Lord rebuke you. Come out in the name of Jesus. I want to walk in the authority. I don't want to get into name calling. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, if we was to read Jude. Now, in Jude, we're going to see, let us start from Jude 1, because I'm not even sure where exactly where I want to start Do anybody have Jude? And we're going to read, I only have one book, and we're going to start reading at verse 1, praise God. And this is at the time Jude speaks of when Moses died, amen, because Moses sinned against God, amen. How did Moses sin? He did not circumcise his son, and so his wife had to circumcise him, and God was going to kill Moses then. His wife had to circumcise him, and she said, you're a bloody God, amen. And then Moses smites the rock twice instead of once. He's supposed to smite it once and speak to the rock the second time. Amen? But Moses disobeyed God. And Satan thought he had a right to Moses' body. I'm talking about the mercy of God. Beloved, I can't tell you who's going to make it in. Amen? Because the mercy of God. And he shows mercy to whom he chooses. I know that we have a formula for salvation, but when Satan came for Moses' body, God sent the archangel Michael to fight for Moses' body. Praise God. God extended mercy to Moses. Amen? And Satan could not have his body. Amen? So let us just read this. Anybody have it? This is the mercy of God.
Amen.
Beloved, when we preach ongoing services, amen, sometimes there's things that we know about people, amen, but we can't preach nobody into heaven, but we do know that God is merciful, and we can give the gospel to those that are living, that they don't die and go to a double hell. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. This thing
amen.
Is serious, praise God. This is
yes,
why
it
I
is.
Cry mercy all the time. Amen.
Amen.
See, because sin starts in the heart, and it could be just a thought. Amen. This thing is serious. Praise God. But we know that there is no condemnation of those of us that is in Christ. Amen. And so you have to know your authority, and you got to be able to cast down that imagination of condemnation and that imagination of shame. Praise God. Amen. And I also want to share with you, amen. Hallelujah. One morning I got up early in the morning and I was running well. I was praying up a storm, praying for myself, my family, my children, the church. I was praying. But smack dab in the middle of the track of life was Satan. I said, oh. And then my mind began to imagine some things. Amen. Praise God. And it hindered me in prayer. Praise God. See, those are strongholds. Strongholds are systems of demonic thought. Strongholds are systems of fleshly thought. At that moment, I was stuck. I picked up my phone, made a phone call. The person on the other end said, is everything okay? I said nothing, and they began to pray and tear down strongholds. We touched it. We agreed. Hallelujah, Jesus. One chase 1,000, two chase 10. Amen? Praise God. And if I have the mind to make a phone call that we can touch and agree, beloved, you ought to have the mind. Praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. Smack dab, I was running well early in the morning, but there was a demonic system of thoughts, a stronghold. My God, my God. So when we was fasting, and when we fast on Tuesday, I fast to loose the bounds of wickedness. I fast to crucify the flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. This thing is real. Amen? So if you're wondering about those thoughts of fears and things that are going on in your mind that got you thinking all kinds of things, those are strongholds, beloved. You got to deal with the stronghold. The Holy Spirit should be the only stronghold at work in the Lord jams of your mind, and that's something that I pray. I cast down strongholds, dismantle them, and I pray that the Holy Spirit be the only stronghold at work in the Lord jams of my mind. Amen?
Yes.
And so, beloved, we have to be mindful of these things. Amen? You got to pray for yourself. You know the things that you're dealing with. You know the things that come to attack you, the warfare that you have. Amen. And right now, I am praying against the spirit of religion and the spirit of fear for the people of God. Amen. Because all of that, all of that, all of that, the enemy will try to cripple you with all kinds of fears. Well, have you running and ain't nobody chasing you. The Bible says only the wicked running, ain't nobody chasing them. Beloved, you stand flat-footed and immovable. Praise God.
Amen.
This time
Amen.
I stand in my kitchen, and I feel a presence that make me want to run. And I say, devil, you a liar. You're going to leave there
Amen.
Now in the name of Jesus. I cancel
Amen.
The assignment of every demonic entity that is at work, and I command you to leave.
My
and I
God.
Go right back to doing what I'm doing. Amen. You could feel the presence come up upon you. Praise
yes.
God. Beloved,
My
this
God.
Thing is real. We ain't got no
yes,
time to be playing with the devil. Amen.
Amen.
You
got
to know your authority that God has given you over principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness. Amen. Over
Amen.
Demonic spirits and devils. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And stand flat-footed in God believing. In Christ believing, flat-footed, amen? Praise God.
Amen.
The same thing that you're going through, your leaders go through, amen? God said,
amen.
Make disciples. Teach my people how to stand. Teach them how to suit up and boot up. Teach them how to put on the full armor. Teach them the authority. Teach them my word, hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. It's not enough that the leader knows how to cast out a devil. It's not enough that the leader knows how to lay hands on the sick. From the pulpit to the door, we ought to be strong in Christ. From the pulpit to the door, all in the pew. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, do you know that the usher has to be discerning? Because the first person that the people meet coming in is the usher. The usher got to be discerning and have a prayer life. Praise God. Know what you're dealing with. You got to know what's walking through the church doors because the demon can't drive a car. The caboose of the demon is the back of the saint. If the
Amen.
Demon is in the church, he got there because he rode on one of the saints' back. That's how he got there. Amen? Praise God. And this
Amen.
Is why we pray and bless the Lord in the midst of the service. Because when the Holy Spirit is in our praises, amen, that's God arising and answering every enemy of our soul. Praise God. We want
amen.
His presence moving and active in our life. So now we're going to read Jude. Anybody have Jude? Because I want to show you this. I don't have time
yes,
to play with the devil. You
have
it?
Yeah.
Amen. So now let's read. What does Jude say?
What verse are we reading? From the first one, right?
We're going to start at verse 1 until I find my verse. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, chapter 1, it says Jude.
Wait a minute. My glasses.
Okay, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. But certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied
and
the only Lord God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And our Lord Jesus Christ. But
uh-huh.
I want to remind you, though, you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom
mm-hmm.
and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner, to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel and contender with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebukes you." But these
I want you to stop right there. See how it says here in 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. We got to be careful, amen, about what we say out of our mouth. Amen, praise God. It says, yet Michael the archangel, he did not call Satan slew foot or nothing, amen. Or he said to Satan, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Satan was coming for Moses' body, amen. When he said to him, he did not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Amen. But these evil false teachers speak evil of those things which they know not. Amen. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things, they corrupt themselves. Amen? And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. Michael has a lot of authority. He is the archangel of war. Praise God. Amen? Remember, when Daniel was waiting for his answer, Gabriel had the message. Gabriel got into a battle.
I would like a menu hack combo.
Okay, mute your phone so we don't hear about your combo. Praise God.
Amen.
It's okay. So Gabriel got into a battle, amen, with the prince of Persia, but because Daniel kept praying, God sent Mike and his boys to fight the battle. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So Mike is skilled in war. Amen. Hallelujah. He is skilled in God's army of war. And the only thing that he said to Satan was, "Satan, the Lord rebuke you." He didn't call him slew-foot or none of that other stuff that we call him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Just put the rebuke of the Lord on him. Walk in your authority. Deal with the issue and keep on moving. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Affect the purpose that God has given you and keep on going. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to read that you can see for yourself. Praise God. Yes, woman of God.
I just wanted to say, I think it was about 3 years ago in my house when I lived in my other place. It was one night where I could just feel like there was a battle on top of my roof.
Mm.
And whatever was demonic, you could feel that they was battling up there. And then eventually
Amen.
The battle went away. And then I felt that same battle here about maybe 2 weeks ago when I was going through like some kind of spiritual warfare, but the church and all of us was praying that Monday. So that night I was going through so much warfare, but the next morning it felt like the heavens just overtook whatever that situation was going through, I was dealing with, God just took over. Because the next morning, it was so peaceful and silent.
Praise God.
You know, and you
Hallelujah.
Could feel these things in the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Amen. 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 Beloved,
Amen.
It is real. It is real, but we could fear not. Why? Because God is with us. He will
Amen.
Never leave you nor forsake you, not even in the midst of a battle. He's all-knowing, and his eye is on the sparrow, and he's watching to see how you respond. Who report will you believe? Do you know God's mind towards you? Do you know that those that are with you is greater than the whole world against you? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And there do be wars in the heavenly. The angels are fighting wars in the heavens on your behalf. You better believe it. Praise God. You do have a heavenly provision. There is supernatural divine protection for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But if the enemy can scare you with his moving darkness or whatever it is that you may see in the shadows, devil, you a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. You pray and say, I'm going to rest tonight in the Lord. Get to your medicine. There's times when I got to put on Cindy Trim to go to sleep, but it's all right. I'm going to sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I'm not playing
easy
with this thing. I'm serious. There's times that I got to put on prayer warfare. If I'm too tired to pray, I put on my TV blasting prayer warfare. Here we go. I'm going to sleep.
Amen.
I'm leaving the battle to the prayer and to the angels. But I'm going to bed because my God don't sleep or slumber. Hallelujah.
He
I ain't got to worry about
resting.
All I got to do is rest in Jesus. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen, beloved. Amen. And sometimes you have to saturate your atmosphere. Let the word play out loud in your atmosphere. Let the word of God. Sometimes even when you leave in your house, leave it on the word. Get the whole book of the Bible on your YouTube and just let it play while you're gone. Let it set the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to let it play in your being so you can have some peace. Sometimes I got to put both of my earpieces in. I got to go to the extreme. It's not enough to have one in. It's not enough to let it just play in the atmosphere. Sometimes I need to plug my ears and just let the word be all in this temple. Praise God. Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This
my
thing
God.
Is serious. Amen.
Amen.
And so, beloved, I want to encourage you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus is our sustainer. He is the living word. He that lendeth unto the Lord, he the Lord will repay him. That's Proverbs 19:17. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. I will pour you out a blessing. That's Mark 3:10. Give, and it shall be given unto you. That's Luke 6:38. Give thine alms in secret, and thy Father shall reward thee openly. That's Matthew 6:4. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I will repeat, I don't care what situation or circumstance you find yourself in. You wake up early in the morning, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You find yourself on your bed of affliction, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You find yourself in need of finance, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen? Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. And the more we obey the word, this will become our lifestyle. It will become the way we live, the way we respond, the way we react. It will become what we do and what we live. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, you have to put these things in practice until it becomes habitual. These are good habits. Amen.
Amen.
Thou hast been faithful
Amen.
Over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Matthew 25:23. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. That's 2 Corinthians 9:6. And all of these are blessings that you could put on your material. Amen. When you are sowing, seeding, tithing, and giving offerings or giving alms. Amen. Or being generous. As the Bible tells you to. When it comes to stewardship, we must remember that we can never outgive God. Calvary makes us eternal debtors. Satan's strategy is to tempt us to fume, fuss, and stew over our responsibilities to God. Beloved, listen, don't fuss about it. Amen. Just do it. Amen. Praise God. Be like Nike and do it. Amen. But when Jesus is Lord of every area of our lives, he takes the stew out of the stewardship and he transforms it into one of life's greatest blessings.
Amen.
Amen. The more you give, the more you get. The more you laugh, the less you fret. The more you give unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. The principles of this lesson affect many areas of our lives. It is advisable that you study this lesson more than once in order to gain the greatest benefits. Amen? Additional reading, amen, is The Lord's Portion by Roy Morse and Christian Giving by John Hopkins. Amen. Beloved, this ends our stewardship lesson. Amen. Praise God. We have covered so many different areas. Amen. Not just giving of our material, our time, our talents, our gifts. Amen. Our testimony. Praise God. Amen. And being a good steward over the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, which should be our character. All of these things has been given unto us. The Holy Spirit that was given to us as a free gift. We have to be a good steward and make sure we reciprocate our relationship. Amen. That we're just draining the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I'm excited about what God is doing, amen, in the lives of you all, his people, in my life, praise God, amen. And we just want to keep pressing into Christ and keep learning, praise God, amen. And, Father, we thank you for your word on stewardship. We thank you for the revelation, and we thank you for the increase that you're bringing forth in the hearts of your people. Your grace that they may obey your word without stewing over it. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we thank you for new grace upon them, O God. Lord, we desire to obey. Oh, hallelujah. We desire to move in obedience to your word because we love you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I want you to be able to share tonight. I know that we covered different areas on stewardship, amen, but I want you to be able to share tonight, amen, on what stood out to you, amen. We did get into some deliverance, amen, and some authority as well, praise God, but I believe that it was befitting, amen, that we touch on those areas because the warfare that we deal with now is real. That warfare is real, amen. Praise God. The kingdom suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to know our weapons of warfare, that it is not carnal in nature, but mighty in God. And we have to know how to operate in our weapons of warfare. Amen. And so, Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Amen, amen. I just wanted to say God bless everyone on the phone line tonight, the apostle. I just wanted to say with the tithe and offering, what we was talking about earlier, my thought about it is, you know, just moving by faith because
amen.
Faith is the only thing that's going to move God's hand. So, you know, by sitting there and just doubting or having unbelief, we have to move from that. And what if you stand on faith, in my mindset, faith to me means to proceed, move forward. And once I move forward, now, God, you have to bless that because your word says by faith. So if I'm moving, whether it's my money, my finances, or whatever it is, you know, if you choose to upgrade your situation, whatever it might be, you know, that's by faith. You know, by faith, God, I'm moving by faith. Now you have to bless it. You know,
amen.
And he will bless it. So that's where I'm at now, you know. It's
hallelujah.
It's our faith that only moves God's hand. you know, no
Amen.
Other way. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know what, beloved, this was such a good share because in starting off with stewardship, we all was not in this place. And so hearing Sister Latasha share, I hear an increase. Amen. Praise God. I hear that God has truly given an increase. Praise God. Amen. Listen, we can plant and we can water, but increase comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Comes, that means that he is doing something in you, and we can only do it by faith. That's the only way to do it. We have
Amen.
Heard the word, and now we have to move forward in faith, obeying
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We have heard the word, and what we have heard, we are responsible for. To whom so much is given, so much is required. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we are not just to be hearers of this word, but the word will activate your faith and make your faith have works. Amen. Praise God. Some people have works without life, but we have works with life in faith. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. And it's
Amen.
Better to have works with life than to have works without life. Amen. Brother Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. Like I said, I'm just getting on. I got on like 8:40 because I had to work tonight, but I still
Amen.
Not allow that to stop me from coming in and hearing the word. I know sometimes we go to 9:30, but if I just get 20 minutes or more, well, I'm not going to just say that. I want the whole palm of the lesson, but when things come up that I have to, I've committed to, especially when it comes to work, I still going to give God some time. So,
Amen.
You know, with what I heard tonight for about 25, 30 minutes, I would say in terms of stewardship, you know, one thing that you talked tonight that hit on was, you know, even an usher in the church has to be aligned with God. They got to be right, beating the people in the church. And, you know, I want to say I knew that, but I didn't know to the point that the duty of an usher, when you greet people to come in the church, you want them to have a friendly, compassionate spirit. So in terms of stewardship and working with the church, I'm seeing now why churches, you just can't say I want the job and go. You must earn it by your attendance and things within the church that you do working for the church. You want to be a deacon, deaconess, usher, youth pastor, etc. So that's the way it works. You know, it's not political, which is a good thing. Well, some try to make it political, but it must be earned through your service with a local church. So that's what I took from that piece. And also, you know, again, like you said, we must tithe. You know, what we meet on Wednesday or on Sunday. Give a portion of what you have for the week to the Lord. You know, if you can give 10%, that's what you really want. Or if not, if you can give 8%, give something and pray on it. Because, you know, like you said, the more you serve, the more he shows up. The less we serve him, then he's not going to show up. That's the way it is. You know, but I will say this, that even when you call on God and do godly things, he does not forget you because, you know, like you said tonight, you don't know who in heaven is fighting your battles against hell for you to make it.
Amen.
Into heaven.
Go ahead and preach, so, Brother Golden.
Thank you. So my thing is, you know, that's what I took from what I got on for. And, you know, I just feel, you know, of course, again, there's other resources. You've been encouraging me to come to the prayer line. You notice I'll be up sometime on the phone, and I think that's a good thing. You'll say, hey, instead of sitting there scrolling through Facebook, come on and join prayer service. So,
Amen.
Thank you for encouraging me to do that, to use my time wisely with God.
Amen.
You know, that lets me know that you never know what Apostle Asia Roberts is watching.
Amen.
And that's a good thing. So,
Amen.
You know, I just think, in terms of stewardship, that, you know, I look at also, I'm saying, in closing, look at all these people that want donations from even me, where it's not money. Well, you can't give money to American Red Cross, but mainly blood. St. Jude's wants this charity. I could go on and on. But how about giving to the Lord's charity?
Amen.
Yeah, with your local church. I mean, you know, that's the best blessing of all to give, because no one, without coming to this Bible study or Cornerstone Delivered Church or any church, can't tell me that you are definitely, as they say, wanting God to know that you are giving him his attention and you want to die and go to heaven. So with that be said, in order to get in, there are some things to be looked at. So I would encourage each of us to walk in his footsteps daily. You know, in the news, you know, I didn't really thought this would ever happen. You know, at a synagogue in Texas, some terrorists went in there and shot people. And now they're saying the news that churches need to really look at maybe getting security with all these possible terrorist attacks and some of these extremists within our country. But just, you know, once again, we got to realize that Satan is not going to stop. You know, now now he's mad because we're praying, praising tonight and not doing the hellish things here on earth. So now he's going to up the ante by, he's going to threaten you. He's going to terrorize you. But I promise you, if you pray to God and believe in God, no terrorist will pull a bullet in your, on you, on your body. That's how strong I feel that Satan cannot touch you when you're strong in the Lord. So be realized and be aware that there's things out here attacking us that believe in God. You know, I'm not going to go over the list, laundry list, but that and, you know, the people that's transgender and gay are now making commercials on TV, and they're going to tell you it's my right to be who I am no matter what the church say, and they're going to put you down. But I always say, do what God do, and you will not lose the battle. Because he will show you that you have made the right decision in the long run with your health and sanctity and his, your sanctification and religion of knowing him, not to be challenged or lost on these things. See, when you're lost, you'll just do anything because you have no discipline of God. You just, whatever somebody tell you, you just believe it because you're too worldly. Be in Christ. Be in the Lord. And that's all I have to say when I took tonight's lesson.
Amen, amen, man. The man of God was preaching tonight, praise God. We thank God for that share. I truly hear the increase, and I love when he said that he truly believed. Beloved, we have to believe and know, amen, that we have divine protection, praise God, amen. And we want to be in God's will in every aspect of it, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, even as a steward. Amen. The stewardship isn't nothing new. Adam was a steward in a garden. Amen. This isn't anything new. Amen. God gives us responsibility. Amen. Brother Pinckney, are you sharing tonight?
I'm not sharing.
Okay, now, Brother Pinckney, I'm going to be pulling on you because you have to take some notes, bring your pen and your pad. Amen. And take some notes because I want to hear from you in the studies, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you. It's good that you're on tonight. Prophetess Deidre Williams, are you sharing? Did God give you anything to share with us tonight?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord to everyone on the line. Apostle Asia.
Bless you.
Amen. You know, it's a funny thing to still feel nervous. In Jesus' name, but nevertheless,
amen.
That's the way it is for me because I am very sensitive, but I just want to rejoice in the Lord because of the wonderful enlightenment that I heard on tonight, and our sister Natasha was talking about faith, and it makes Joyce, because I remember when I was younger in the Lord, is that the Lord didn't allow me to have a voice. And I'm hearing how strong Sister Natasha is about faith, but God is the one who's in control. And I like how you said that God is the one, you know, one plant and another water, but God is the one that gives the. And I, you know, keep the focus on myself to see, you know, there was many things that I experienced on this journey, but I also realized, God, why are you not letting me speak, you know. So it's the classroom setting, how he takes an infant when it's an embryo and brings it up into becoming an infant and then a toddler and then middle school and then college. And that's how he's doing us, and that's how he's allowing me to see it. And so I'm just rejoicing, and I love how you were saying in the morning, being a steward, and the most perfect steward is Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I just want God to be glorified in the life that he's placed in this clay body that he chose to dwell in. And it's so much going on, so much that I cannot use this minute but to give God the glory in everything. And I just want to say thank you for Prophetess Maggie praying, not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, for the health. And I had a real clog in my lungs. After she prayed, that thing loosed up. I didn't get the opportunity to thank her and tell her. And so now I'm coughing so the phlegm can loose my body. And you know that your body is alive because it's kicking it out, you know? It could have stuck in my lungs. And I didn't have COVID. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But and the other issue with stewardship, it may seem trivial to someone else, but it's a big mountain for me. As Sister Latasha was talking about faith, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Like I take care of my great grandson, and I'm past 70, sisters and brother. And I ain't got no business doing this, but in the name of Christ Jesus, I'm doing it.
But
praise the love of Jesus. And so my offering, I brought my offering of thanksgiving to the Lord that tomorrow morning, I don't got to get up and take this boy to school.
Hallelujah.
That's a lot to me that my God saw fit for this young man, for this little boy's mom, who has a day off to take her child to school.
Amen. Amen.
I'm grateful. Like I said, it may be trivial to somebody else, but I'm grateful.
In Jesus. Amen.
And one last lesson I want to bring forth. Lenox Avenue, 125th Street, 124th Street. Going to 7th Avenue, 124th Street, is riddled with darkness. But the Lord has begun to use me in praise and worship. And I don't care who don't like it, because God got his ways of revealing his presence.
Amen.
Some people will look. When I was in, with my eyes closed, praising God, the thought came past my mind. People are nodding with their eyes closed. But you got your eyes closed, giving God praise with thanksgiving and putting in a dance. And so it don't matter to me who don't like it. Many have passed by and said, you go ahead. I know that's about God. You're right. It is. But God is in control of this vessel that he gives into. And I am purchased by the blood he shed. And I'll never forget about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the blood he shed that took away my sins as a sinner. I don't care what Adam did. I did too.
Amen.
But Jesus had mercy on me. And my salvation, I will never ever want to lose it. And so his finished work can never be changed. And I will always keep my focus on the finished work of Calvary, the resurrection, ascension of Jesus the Christ. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We thank God for that share tonight, beloved. Praise God.
He's
Hallelujah,
praise.
Jesus.
Apostle.
Yes.
I just wanted to say before we hang up, I just wanted everybody, you know, to pray for New York City. You know, just the fact that, you know, even when we turn our news on, there's so much going on. I mean, all over the world. But we got to pray especially for New York City because there's something that's going on. I feel like God just put that in my spirit. There's so much going on up there that it's unbelievable. So I just wanted to say that we all, you know, tonight, whenever, just pray for New York City, you know, the people there. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. And, beloved,
and I'd like to thank you for sharing the authority of the Holy Ghost in you with authority in the land. You weren't speaking to the person, but to the atmosphere that tried to bring a railing accusation against you. Thank
you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, we have to learn how not to allow just everything, because things that come out of people's mouth at times can be word curses, you know, regardless of who you're dealing with. And if you know that it is not so, you can disallow it. Praise God. Amen. Don't stay mute and allow people to proclaim just anything over you. Amen.
Amen.
I know that there is a strong demonic presence, amen, in New York City for, you know, mental illness and drug abuse and other things, amen. And this is why I am glad that I heard the woman of God say that she's in fellowship, amen, that she has a song of Zion, because as she prays God, she's shifting the atmosphere. As she serenades God with song, she's shifting the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God, because God inhabits her praise. And that brings in the presence of God in the midst of whatever that's going on. I'm going to tell you something. If we proclaim the gospel where they are high on heroin or whatever, God can blow they high. I've witnessed God blow people high. I've witnessed people sober up at the word. I witnessed a young lady sober up at the word. God had given me a word of knowledge for her. And when I gave her that word, she sobered up. You know, praise God. And so the word of God is power. Amen. It is power. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So,
no,
church, I do believe that there is a strong spirit of evangelism that is birthing out from the church. I do believe that. I do believe that this is why God is saying make disciples. It is time for the sons of God to manifest. And Apostle Paul said for all of us to do the work of an evangelist. He did it as an apostle. Amen. You know, we must be a witness. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is why I believe our next lesson that we teach is going to be on evangelism. I know that we did touch on it before, but we are going to touch on it again. Amen. Praise God. Because I believe that it is very important that we are encouraged in the faith by the word of God on what to do as an evangelist, what is the great commission unto each and every one of us. Amen. And so it may not be for you to stand on the corner, amen, but you are working on a job where you can share the gospel. You ride the bus, the train, or you go into the supermarket, amen. And so we can manifest, amen, praise God. Wherever we are coming in contact with people, amen, praise God. Coming in contact with people, amen. And the same way Christ has a compassion for the Lord, that compassion ought to be in us. They will know us by the love, by the fruit of love that is in us. Amen.
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So those that are bonded and blinded in the world and the gospel is being hid from them, when we manifest in the preaching of the gospel and the sharing of the gospel, amen, amen, and then the gospel is made alert to them. Amen. Praise God. when they hear it, praise God, and that will deal with their bondage. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
So, beloved, we have to be mindful. Praise God. We just cannot just walk by idly when we see our community stricken with drugs and prostitution, you know, or mental illness. We have to be like the Good Samaritan. We got to care enough. Even if God is leading you to praise God through the street, to ship, we have to care enough, amen, to do something. Praise God. We have to care enough, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen. And sometimes I feel like North Carolina is a very slow place, and there's not work in North Carolina like it is in New York. Amen. And so I know that I will be traveling. Amen. I know that there will be times when I'm in New York just for the sake of the gospel. Amen. I know that there will be times when I'm in other regions just for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Even if God allows me to come back home and rest. Praise God. I know, hallelujah, Jesus, that there will be times. Amen. Praise God. Because, hallelujah, we cannot sit idly by. Praise God. We have a work to do. Amen. A work to do. Now, part of my work is to teach you, but then I also have a work to reach the Lord, to reach the backslider. Amen. And we all have that work to do. Amen. And so I'm excited. Amen. And I'm glad of this share. Praise God. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call tonight. And Prophet Deidre Williams, amen, or Brother Darryl Golden, I'm going to ask that you close us out in prayer. And I'm going to ask that you pray for New York City as well when you close us out. So, amen. So, Sister Latasha, I release the line to you.
Amen. Amen. Father, if there be one tonight on the phone line tonight,
amen,
that does not know Jesus Christ, if there's one who does not know Jesus Christ, I would like to
take your time.
If you a sinner, I don't know. I don't remember how to word it. I just remember
speak from your heart, because you know what it took for the charity or the love of God that brought you to Christ. And sometimes we can speak out of our own experience through the word. Amen. Just speak
amen.
From your heart. Speak like you're speaking to the Lord. Amen?
Right. Yeah, I would say.
He did it for me, he'll do it for you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
If there will be one tonight on the phone line who does not know our Lord Jesus Christ and for the pardon of their sins.
Amen.
If anyone has sin and you need forgiveness, you can repent now, and the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you because he died
Amen.
On the cross, and he
Amen.
Rose again on the third day. He died
Amen.
For your sins. He bore your sins upon his body, and for that, he's given us a new life. So
Amen.
If there's one on tonight, you can repent for the remission of your sins. And God is here, and he will forgive you of your sins. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And every heart that's pricked and everyone that believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and he resurrected, you are saved. Sister Latasha, that was such a good share. Amen. Praise God. That was a good altar call. Amen. And, beloved,
Amen.
Sometimes all we got to do, we don't have to sound like anyone else. We just have to speak from our heart. Listen, we all have come this way. We had to come to Jesus. We know what it is to come to Jesus. We know what he did for us. And we know that it was through his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. You can truly speak from that experience because you know him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. And that's
Amen.
What he did tonight. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Golden. We release the line to you.
Thank you.
hours. Lead us now in prayer and closing. Father God, thank those who came on the line tonight for the weekly Wednesday night Bible study with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I thank again, Lord Apostle Roberts, for gathering information within the Bible to teach all of us tonight on stewardship and future topics as well as past topics. I thank you, Lord, for allowing her to cross my path in life to allow me to give time to the Lord, even right here with the modern resource and technology of conference call. I thank you, Father God, her and all of the people that follow her and help her as a team of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Give me salvation. Give me wisdom. Give me the energy to just keep going and not let life bring me down or let Satan himself just constantly work on me. I just thank you, Lord, for showing me that there is life despite all problems on earth and that with you they can be overcome. And I just want to pray, Lord, for all the residents of New York City as well as the state of New York. I pray, Lord, that you bring crime or curb crime down there. You know, Lord, I pray that you get the COVID-19 situation straight within the city and boroughs within New York in terms of mandates within the schools on a mask and wear a mask in public. I pray, Lord, that you allow people to not use this COVID-19 virus for political gains in terms of exposing their, honestly, Lord, and what I see, satanic and outdated hellish beliefs that will divide us and not make us truly loving in Christ within the United States of America and within the world. For, Lord, you have shown me that if we believe in us, we can turn the tide and believe in that our government not out to kill us with a vaccination. If those that don't believe in the vaccination, that you got to protect them, Lord. And knowing not letting COVID-19 or lack of knowledge on how to spread the virus hurt them and their loved ones as well as themselves. I pray, Lord, that you curb and destroy all drug addiction in New York City, all gun violence, all drug dealing, all gang violence, and all rape and sodomy and molestation and verbal domestic violence, all the things that just constantly destroy one's mental health. I pray, Lord, within New York City that you touch the ones that are not getting the help that they had in a program, that the program was canceled. Now they can't afford insurance and to go to pay for their psychological problems, that they need counsel. But also first knowing, Lord, that let them know that you can be the first choice in counseling. You can touch them and be the best resource, even after counseling. I pray, Lord, that those that are dealing with any mental disorder, from bipolar, anxiety attacks, that you remove any all emotional discretions that allow people to just be crazy and see things that are playing tricks on their mind. Because mental health is truly bad right now, and it's just making people do things that are not in line with God and knowing God's principles. So I pray, Lord, that you touch New York City. I pray, Lord, also that on my end that you end all the violence in Richmond, Virginia, and Hampton Roads. The gun violence is terrible here. People are just really just, rather than settle peacefully and talk things out, they want to just use a gun, Lord, or use a weapon. And, you know, I just thank God, like tonight you showed me when somebody hollered at me on a job, just ignore it and keep on going, and you allowed me to tell someone to say to him all of my good days right there while they were getting upset. So I just thank you, Lord, that You allow me not to get the last word. Show up. You don't need to get the last word to get God. He will deal with it. You don't have to put your hands on him or even deal with him. Just give them, Lord, the strength to walk away when they beat you out of money and say they're going to pay you back, that you're going to go get them and go after them. That, Lord,
thank
that you're going to fix it, that you're not going to allow people to use people, scam people, just so they can live off their money and then they don't want to work nowhere. That, God, you give people the principle to go back to work. And the ones that keep using affliction and that I don't can't work, that there's no excuse, that's non-negotiable for it. If you want to work, you need to ask God to remove the things that are holding you back mentally and physically. And if you can't, then God, please find resources to bless them to take care of themselves. Because truly that's what it's all about, with taking care of ourselves and knowing that we have you to lean on in all of our needs, financial as well as mental and emotional. Because we all need to realize, I want you to touch those people in New York City as well as in my county of Carolina and Richmond, Virginia, all state of Virginia, and all the world, that you can have it all through God righteously if you just give him time and believe. That's all you ask, is believe. That's all you ask. You didn't ask for a membership fee. You didn't ask for anybody to join with a credit card. You didn't ask anybody to give themselves unto you. And if you do that, everything will take care of itself. So I know that's a lot, Lord, but I know there's nothing on your plate that you can't handle, that you
Hallelujah.
Can't clean up, that you cannot go down on the checklist and get righteously correct. And I know, Lord, that some people are just not going to be in line, but that's okay. But I pray that everyone on the line can touch the ones that don't believe in you and show that their lives are prospering with knowing Jesus. So in closing, Lord, I just want to say that we all stay within your word, that you touch the places that are in darkness right now. From Lenox Avenue in New York and Harlem to Broad Street in Richmond. That you really just let all the ones out there that feel there's no hope and their situation just lost and there's nothing but just constant just ignorance, pain, and death. And no, there is a light. You are the light. You will deliver them and give them opportunities to get these things that are afflicting them away from them.
Amen.
And you will, that there's truly heaven here on earth. And I pray,
Amen.
Father God, you keep me coming much as possible to Cornerstone Deliverance Church and others that are on the line as well, and those that don't know that we get them through social media to come to Bible study on Wednesday night, that it will make a difference in their lives, that it will change and be the change maker when you hear the word of the Bible and the text, and how you, when you're submissive and apply these things in your life, that you just cannot go wrong. I pray you touch all those, Lord, that are in need of you, and that we all here can be a shining example and grow to these individuals, that God can allow you to grow. God can allow you to live a peaceful life. For these blessings, I ask your namesake, and I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that powerful prayer through the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
And prayer is just communication with God. Amen. Beloved,
Amen.
I also want to remind you of the Beatitudes class that we have on Friday at 8 p.m. with Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh. That has been very fruitful. Amen. And I want to encourage you to make the services. For the services is for your edification, for your empowerment, for your development. Amen. And
Amen.
I thank God for each and every one of you that came out tonight. We're not going to pray anything after that prayer, Brother Darryl Golden, because he prayed. Praise God. Amen.
Oh,
and so we are officially dismissed. Amen. We're going to have to get him on the prayer line. Amen.
You
are dismissed. Amen. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Agape love, beloved.
Agape love. Amen.
Agape love.
Everybody have a good and blessed week.
You too.
You too.
You too, Brother David.
God bless. Everybody bless a safe week. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.